good to be saved.
Amen.
On the way to heaven.
Yep.
Not got there yet, but we're on the way.
Yep.
But you know what? We could miss it.
Yep. Right.
Yes.
That's true.
That's right.
You ever think about that?
Mm-hmm.
I have. How easy it would be. Fly off the handle, we'll say. And do something that we shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And miss heaven. It's just plain and simple.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now you was talking at Sunday school about fire. The biggest thing ain't come yet.
That's right.
But it's going to.
Yes,
that's right.
Now the Lord said it was, and we believe that.
Yeah.
Leave everything that the Lord says in His Word.
Yeah.
And one day after a while, there's going to be a sound made.
Yeah.
The Lord said that the saints of God would go home.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some left behind.
Mm-hmm.
My family, your family.
Yeah.
We've all got family that's lost. Mm-hmm. We'll have family that's lost when the Lord comes back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You ain't supposed to say that. I want my family to be saved. I want mine too, but they don't mean they will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe in telling the truth. And as Jerry said, we've been around a while, but whoever that was that talked to him didn't know a lot of preachers. he thinks he's the oldest. He is in age. Thank you.
I guess.
Me and not much. There were some people. Some churches out on the mountain used to get, they'd have me 1 week, a Sunday or whatever, and Melvin Brown the next. They said, we like the old preachers. Made me feel pretty good. Because I'm old in age, ain't I, Ed?
You're about right.
Yeah, almost. Me and Ed, in case you don't know it, we're cousins. And now I'll tell that he might not, but I do. But we want to talk about some fire and our signs. You got a hold of a little of that while ago during Sunday school, but now I'll give you the Lord's version. Now, in the 17th chapter of Luke, is where we want to go, and I won't hold you long, probably. I don't set no time on this, but it's just whatever the Lord wants, that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
And about the 25th verse is where we want to start, and we'll go down through there a little while. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. Now the Lord, he had to suffer many things.
Amen.
Before the cross, and we know that. And he was rejected, and that of his own people, which he is still rejected today of people as we know them. They are seemingly don't care, and that where they spend eternity. Folks don't care what they do. They have no respect for nobody, not even the Lord. Now, if you don't believe that, you listen to the news or pick up a newspaper, and you can find that where this is the truth. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank. They married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Now, They were, as we are today, people. No doubt old Noah, when God spoke to him and told him, I said, now you go out there and you build this big old boat. And I told him how to build it, inward and outward and all of this stuff. And no doubt that Noah, he preached to them people all the time that he was working on that boat. They thought he was crazy. And that because it had never rained. And he was telling them it was going to rain. So now people today sometimes they think that I'm crazy because I tell them that the Lord's a coming. Well, we've heard that down through generations of time. That's right, you have. But it is coming anyway, just as sure as we live. Because he said that they were eating and drinking and all of these things until the flood, and then they were all destroyed. It was too late, wasn't it, when they, the waters began to rise. And then they began in that when God shut the door on that old ark. Now, Noah didn't shut that door, but God did. And when God shut it, no man could open it. But they were screaming and no doubt of crying, let me in, because I'm going to perish. You had the opportunity, but you rejected it because you liked what you were doing better. So as they are today, people, we tell them that the Lord's a coming and they have no promises of tomorrow, and they ignore it because they like what they're doing. But now, one day after a while, when the Lord calls them, they're not going to like the results. When they hear the Lord say, depart from me, I never knew you, that's going to be a sad time. But the Lord can't say, I didn't have a chance, I didn't know, because that's why he's got fellers like me and Jerry to go around here and yonder and to warn the people to flee, because the wrath of God is a-coming. You better make ready, because with that time when the Lord steps out on the cloud and that old trumpet sound, and he said, and the Lord says, time shall be more. It'll be too late. People then will praying and crying, running for the rocks and the mountains to hide them from the face of God. But the Lord said that there'll be no place to hide. He said now, like also it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, and they planted, and they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. God sent a messenger in there to Sodom, and that to warn them, and that to turn from their wicked ways, but they wouldn't do it. They liked the pleasures of life more, but he told them what was going to happen, but they didn't believe it. But he said in the day that Lot went out of Sodom, then it began to fire, began to fall, and destroyed them all. We tell them today that there's going to be a time that this whole world is going to burn up. And folks don't believe it.
That's right.
No, it ain't neither.
Yeah.
Now listen, God said it would.
Right.
Yeah. God says it will, you can count on it.
Yeah.
It may be 1,000 years from now, it may be tomorrow, I don't know. But I do know this, it is going to happen. I'm just as sure as you're breathing a breath of life right now, one day after a while, you're going to have to lay it all down and stand before the Lord and give an account of yourself. I can't count to stand for you, and you can't me. I might say, well, old so-and-so's a pretty good feller then, and the Lord will let him in. Not so. This is an individual thing.
That's right.
This is between me and the Lord. and nobody else. I'm just a messenger that he sent out there. At one time, about 40 years ago, he said, now, he didn't tell me I had to. He said, would you go and preach my word? I said, no. He said, now, what did you say when I saved your soul? You said, you do whatsoever. I said, yes,
that's right.
But I can't do this. He said, I know that, but I can.
Yeah,
I'll use you if you'll just step out there.
Yeah.
So here I am.
Yeah.
Still trying to warn people.
Amen.
Folks, this is a, you might not believe this, but this is a scary thing if you really sit down and think about it.
Yeah.
You get over into here and the revelations, and you tell me it don't bother you when it starts telling you how, what's going to take place and how it's going to take place. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, you better let it bother you.
Amen.
Because this thing is winding up.
Amen.
And I've done it wound up. Because I'm not long-winded, but I give it all I've got for me. That's the way I always used to be. That used to be. When I worked, I don't work no more. No, I'm not rich and all that. I just ain't able to work no more. I got old enough to Uncle Sam pays me just a little. But used to, when I went at it, I went into everything I had. Didn't we, Jerry?
Yeah.
And when we took a coffee break, brother, we took one. I mean, fast as fast. I worked for that dude for about 17 years.
Can you believe that?
Bless your heart.
Can you believe people put up with this? But now listen, if you're lost, you need to be saved.
Right.
I don't know nobody's heart. The Lord knows us all.
Right.
Every one of us, and he knows exactly where we stand with him.
Right.
I could put on a big show for you maybe, and you think, well, boy, that there fella, he's just got everything. But it wouldn't amount to a hill of beans.
Right.
But we be serious with the Lord, and we must warn people, if you're not saved, you need to be.
Right.
And you got any promise of tomorrow, and if the Lord's speaking to your heart right now,
Amen.
Is the time.
Right.
Don't put it off till tonight or tomorrow, but right now.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You might not get out that door.
Right. That's right.
I'll tell you something that happened. Nearly 14 years ago, me and my wife, we been to church, went to the funeral home. My niece's little boy was up there. Well, he was grown, but he was gone. To me, he was little. And we went up there and visited and had a lot of laughs and all of this good stuff like we do, which enjoying life, what we're supposed to, up to a certain point. Going home, she said, I don't think I'll come back to the funeral tomorrow. I said, that's fine. You stay home. I'll come. The next morning, I was making her arrangements at Hall Funeral Home. See, there wasn't nothing wrong with her that we know. Before daylight the next morning, she was dead. See how quick life leaves us? But that's just to give you an example how quick things happen. Enjoy in life. All day that day, that night, enjoying life and having a good time. The next morning, she had to stand before the Lord.
Amen.
See that? Now, don't tell me that can't be scary. Because it better scare you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know your heart, and the Lord knows you.
Amen.
But if you need to come, I would bid you to come. I'm going to come back to Brother Jerry.
Amen. Good message, right? Amen. Amen. Let's stand. It's a serious business. Now, Jimmy may tell you he ain't rich. And I'm not rich in this world. But you think about all the treasures. All the years that Brother Jim has laid up down in this world. One day he's going to cash them in through the doorway of death. they'll cash them in. We will cash them in.
Yes.
We better be a land of treasures here while we're able, because the day's coming.
Yeah.
Amen. And she plays, you think about it. Are you laying up treasures in yonder world? When the Lord comes and calls, I want my treasures to be laying up with them. There's nothing wrong with having stuff here. No, not a thing. But we can have stuff here and still have stuff there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate what little I got. But it ain't gonna come between me and the treasures and the horse of glory. Praise the name of God. We're going home one day.
Yes.
To meet our rewards. Jesus is coming, and he said he would have his reward with him. Eternal life. That he's going to give us. Think about it. Are you happy where you're at? Whenever you search your soul, are you happy? What will it cost you? Did you ever think about counting the cost? What is it going to cost me in the end? The way I'm living. The Lord's going to come and call for us one day. Jimmy said that his wife was talking happy. Margie was a wonderful, wonderful person. Not knowing, the Lord said, come up here and live with me. But one day, Jimmy's got the promise and the hope that he can meet her on the other side one night. When we all, God's people, comes together to never have to separate no more. Amen. It's worth living for. My journey for Jesus, it's been worth all the heartaches and the suffering that has happened to me across this walk of life. Brother Jimmy's dad said to us one time, one night before we went into church, he said something that I have never forgot about. Me and Jimmy was young preachers just starting out. Mars said, boys, if you just stay with you, it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
He was concerned about us continuing, staying with it. And one day, on the hills of glory, if we, as Jimmy said, all of this work and labor and suffering over the years, we can lose it in a heartbeat. We've got to continue. The Bible said, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So we're still enduring. We're still on our way. And it ain't always been a flower bed of roses. But I promise you one thing, there's always been a joy there. Praise the Lord. He said, if you boys just stay with you. Anything else?